Kenora, we didn't realize Kenora had something like this. This was the sentiment expressed by many who brought their families to the Hubbard homestead on July 8 in near-perfect weather during Kenora in bloom. Whether it was the scenic train rides, the dragons that looked real, the fairy garden, or even just playing in the playground, it seemed like no one was too old or too young to enjoy the experience. Jordan Hubbard has been a big fan of trains almost ever since he could walk, so his parents Wally and Mary soon caught the bug and also became train enthusiasts. They have had the train since 2016 after acquiring it from Coldstream, BC. It's referred to as a park train, since it's about one-third the size of a full-sized train. Modeled after the 440 trains, the numbers refer to four front-end wheels on two axles, four drive wheels on two axles, and no trailing wheels. We spent two summers working on the track, which has 16-inch rails, said Wally. It goes around our property twice, covering 10 acres. Being retired, it's lots of fun, taking people on rides and driving around in circles. During the train ride, visitors get to witness another attraction on Hubbard Homestead. The track runs through the middle of a quonset that houses the family's fiberglass dinosaur collection inside. The dinosaurs, which look very real, are protected from weather damage by the quonset. We have the familiar Brontosaurus, which stands about 15 feet tall, said Mary. There's also the Triceratops, the Velociraptor, the T-Rex, and the Stegosaurus, with the upright plates along their backs and spikes on their tails. For any visitors who want to duck indoors, there is Jordan's Train Shop to enjoy. Wally and Jordan have built up an impressive display of miniature Ho-scale and G-scale trains over the last couple of years, along with a realistic country setting around them. Wally said they are working on another train to be added to the display in the near future. A Hubbard Homestead feature that might be more of interest to the slightly more experienced visitors is the fairy garden, looked after by Wally's mother Myrna. Brilliant colors in the garden include flowers such as lilies, irises, peonies, dahlias, roses and gladiolas. Of course, the garden features fairies of all shapes and sizes. The smallest one might also be the easiest to miss, as it is part of a tiny fairy display tucked inside of a large log feature in the middle of the garden. Mary said the day went really well, including the weather. It was wonderful. We really enjoyed seeing everybody and them having fun with us. For most of the kids, as soon as the train stopped, it was, "Can we go on the train again?" And then after the train rides, it was great watching the kids play on our playground. All told, Mary said $936 was raised toward their construction project for Majestic Raptor Rehab, a live feeding enclosure to teach orphaned raptors how to hunt, something that is normally taught by the parents. Thank you to everyone that donated to our project for bird rehab. We appreciate it so much. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatodayca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.